This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I was kind of amazed at how early on in the process Rhonda was in trouble.
Her Jimmy Fallon interview, "I've got to be smart about keeping my distance. I can't chase her around the ring and end up getting head kicked." And then she did exactly that. I think she got to where the first round she looked like she was getting outstruck. It was not a good look for her. And I think she felt frustrated. She took her down and Holly got up. I think she was like, "This bitch."
We saw the story come out this weekend that Bill O'Brien's interested in the Maryland job. To me, all that does is confirm that there is definitely a power struggle going on with him and Rick Smith.
Isn't he under a contract?
He is, but unlike us, those guys don't hold to their contracts.
Gotcha.
If the alternative is, let's give this guy more power?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. What has he done to earn that?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. We're out here at Tupelo's getting ready for the Texans and the Bengals. And, of course, great place to come watch the game if you're up north. And people starting to file in now, so you might want to get out here and get your table and get set up. Really, no matter where you're sitting, the TVs here are great. You're going to be able to see the game. So come on out, check it out. We're out here, and want to thank our buddy Aaron for keeping us on air out here at Tupelo's.
So far, so don't jinx him.
I think we're fine. I feel pretty confident that he's going to get the job done. John Lee back in studio. Everything that we just discussed, plus a lot more. It's been a very busy show. All available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Full show podcast of everything we do here. So, and if you're just getting out of your car and you want to keep listening, tune in radio app, ESPN radio app, or ESPN975.com. So plenty of ways to listen to the show. And I'm getting a lot of gambling questions from people on the text line. And ordinarily, these are things that we go ahead and answer in the past every now and then. But this is kind of why we did the book. So it's all available for the low, low price of $12.99. All you got to do is go to podcastarena.com. The greatest gambling audiobook ever produced.
At least top five.
I don't know that there's actually any more.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I feel safe in saying that this is the best one ever done. So, 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So let's talk about this game a little bit tonight because I hope we don't see the...
I thought you were talking Rockets Celtics for a minute. We're not talking that?
Crickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I predict ugly basketball.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
I had a chance to get tickets for that game. You think I'm going to miss an NFL game to go see the Rockets right now? Are you kidding me? And, I mean, they were good tickets, too. I'm like, sorry. Sportsy asking, with Keenum starting, will you take him off the ban list? I'm banning him in terms of Keenum.
Playing for the Texans?
Keenum to the Texans, yeah.
Okay.
Because that was never going to happen.
But if you want to talk Rams football, we can do that.
Yeah. Well, let's let him play a game first.
Yeah.
So, what am I... All-time favorite people just walked in. One of the greatest horse racing guys ever in that red shirt right there, Scott Scully.
Really?
He is a genius. I learned 80% of what I know from him.
All right.
Anyway, we hit the Rousey fight at the beginning of the show, but I think it's worth revisiting a little bit because obviously that was it's kind of amazing that on an NFL weekend that was the biggest sports story of the weekend. But and I know going in – I don't think either one of us thought Rousey was going to lose.
No.
But, and you fought, so you know how it is sometimes when you get in there and things aren't going the way you thought, how you have to adjust. It sure seemed to me the one thing that stood out was that Rousey never really was able to adjust to what Holly Holm was doing to her. And when the thing she does all the time that always worked didn't work right off the bat, it didn't seem like she had an answer.
Well, I've been saying, you know, all weekend that just seemed like she had a bad game plan, and it seemed like her ego got in the way. You know, things didn't go her well or go her way early, and that's unusual for her. You know, she's been someone who's gone out and just kind of had her way with things. And when it didn't go her way, she lost the first round. I don't think there was any way around, you know, that fact that she did not win the first round. I think she came out and wanted to get it back, and she's just not built to come from behind. That's not what she's had to do in most of her career. So she got overly aggressive, started chasing, and again, doing the things that she talked about she shouldn't do or she couldn't do if she was going to win. So I thought that it was there was partly a poor game plan and partly just emotion got in her way.
Yeah, and, you know, I think with Holly Holm, there wasn't the body of work going in. And, yeah, I'd seen her fights. I wasn't particularly impressed. But a lot of times when you get into these stylistically, you know, she can hit. And yeah. And I think that was the one part you could look at and say, okay, I give her a chance because, you know, she can punch. But I was real impressed with her defense. I was impressed with the way she was able to get off the ground. And she just seemed very well prepared for that fight. And I think sometimes when you get people who, in any sport, where they're so dominant, where, like football teams that are up 60 to nothing at the half, and they never have to play the second half until they get in that real dogfight, you don't know what to expect. This is really the first time that Ronda's been in one of those where she actually had to deal with, you know, not just getting out of the first round, but holy bleep,
yeah,
I'm up against it here. And people react different ways in those situations.
Scott says, what about punches to the jaw while on the mat? Dirty? Question mark. And I don't know if
I think he means after the kick when she got on top of her.
No.
That's not dirty at all. No.
You punch someone until the referee makes you stop punching them.
Yeah.
That's the rule of thumb. And if you've got someone's arm or whatever, you pull on it until the referee stops it, even if you feel them tap, just because the referee might not see it. In fact, that happened on a Legacy Fights on Friday. A local kid from here had a submission. The guy tapped. The referee didn't see it. So he eventually gets out of the submission and knocks the kid out. And I mean, it's a tough break, but you got to hold on to those things. And once the ref says stop, if you keep hitting after that, that's a bad thing. But Holly didn't do anything dirty. I mean, once you knock her down, you jump on her and you hit her until the ref pulls you off of her. That's fighting.
And I think that's one. If you watch a few more fights, you'll see that all the time.
Yeah,
that you stay on that until the ref stops you.
And Dre says, he said this earlier. He said, you boys see your Saturday Night Live skit yet? Apparently Saturday Night Live did Black Jeopardy this week.
Really?
Is that true?
I don't know.
I'd love some kind of confirmation. Yeah. I didn't watch Saturday Night Live.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in years. So.
But Black Jeopardy is, in fact, trademarked by me. And if they're using it, I'm going to be very upset.
Hmm.
I came up with that game all by myself, Fred, and I think we've got a bunch of people who can vouch for that fact.
Yes, and that was almost a year ago, as a matter of fact.
That Black Jeopardy was an A.J. Hoffman invention. They did. Apparently Black Jeopardy did go off on
Aaron just
Saturday
looked that
Live.
Up.
That's unfortunate. Well,
well, you know what?
My attorneys will be in touch with you Saturday Night Live. I don't have time for you to steal from me.
I'm sure they're quaking in their boots over that.
I'm sure they are.
So. Nick mentioned
also that. On that note, I need an attorney who will work for free.
Yeah. You'll work for free, and we'll say bad things about you on the air when we don't
win. Right.
So Nick was asking those left jabs, though, by Holly. Her jabs were terrific, and she just punished her throughout, and Ronda defensively couldn't stop her.
Yeah. Listen, this is
I found
– everyone seems to be thinking that boxing is suddenly like the end-all, be-all way to beat someone like Ronda, and it's just not. It worked in this case because Ronda played into it. Had Ronda fought a smart fight, boxing alone is almost useless in MMA. I mean, kickboxing, and that's Holly's background as a kickboxer, is useful, but straight boxing is not useful. And I think that if Holly had, or if Ronda had fought more of a smart fight, this wouldn't be the narrative. But she didn't, and it happens. Sometimes you have a brain fart.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think it wasn't just the boxing. It was her defense and staying off the ground,
yeah,
and being able to get up. And that's the understated part of this to me, is the way she was able to do that. Because If you're just a pure boxer, and she's more than that. I mean, she's obviously trained very well. There's no way you're going to be able to defend yourself against getting taken down and getting armbarred by Ronda Rousey. And she did that very well.
Listen, when you're in a fight, things change. Game plans change. You know, when you start getting hit, game plans changed. And I think back about my first fight, and when my first fight, I was like a grappler who had been learning how to strike. And the guy that I fought after the fight, he told me, he said, my coach's game plan was whatever we do, stay standing.
Yeah.
And try to make you beat me on the feet. And after I hit him a couple of times, and I hit him with a pretty hard knee against the cage, and he shot in on me, and I submitted him as soon as he took a shot at me. And he said that he felt dumb because the game plan all along was to not let the fight go to the ground, and he's the one who initiated that happening. When you're in a fight and hands are flying around, sometimes you don't think about what your game plan was earlier. Like, once you get hit in the face, a lot of that, your game plans just change.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with Ronda. Like, she probably had a game plan, and then Holly started to pop her in the mouth a couple times and made her bleed. And I keep going back to this, I think embarrassed her a little bit.
Yeah.
And she didn't know how to react, so she just started doing dumb things, and it cost her.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we're going to take a very quick break here. But on the way out, let me give away some Rockets versus Portland Trailblazers tickets. You get two tickets to see Clutch City take on Rip City. The Houston Rockets take on the Portland Trailblazers this Wednesday with a 7 p.m. tip-off in Toyota Center. If you don't win them, buy them. Tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonRockets.com and get yours now. Caller number 20.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you've injured yourselves, you're still trying to play young man's games in an old man's body, you need to know about these guys over at Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors there they've developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed a system to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal, because we all know that's the worst part of going to the doctor. They've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic, musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedic, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. And they've got the three easily accessible locations in Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front. Give them a call today. See how they can help improve your quality of life. 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com, where you'll learn more about the doctors. You can schedule your appointment online. And a physician referral may not be necessary, depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. At the edge of existence,
she's just a shadow away. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. 97.5 Roadshow, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Get back to your texts and tweets and whatnot in just a moment. Although
we started to talk Texans, and then we just avoided it.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it. We'll do Texans.
That's a sad state of Texans football.
We'll do Texans next segment.
We can talk about it, but let's just talk about a girl getting beat up.
Yeah.
That's where we went.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of the same thing, frankly. Yeah. But we'll do that next segment. I do want to do one text because it's self-serving. Great audiobook, guys. Biggest winnings this season from A and the Faye, who is the one black man in Santa Fe. So thank you, sir. And glad you enjoyed it. Glad you won. All right. Joining us now, he's a man behind Tupelo's. You guys hear me talk about Tupelo's all the time, and I always tell you about Chip and his staff. It's really Chip. I mean, the staff's great, too, but Chip put together a nice bar here that the kind of place that you would want to hang out, right?
I do.
I hope so. I mean, if not, that would kind of suck.
Yeah.
No, I'm here every day. I love it.
Well, so do we. So that's the whole point. What do you got going on out here besides the game tonight, which ought to be a good crowd?
Yeah, and, you know, all your listeners should come out, because I'm going to talk you guys into hanging out for a while and then come meet you, watch the game. I mean, no pressure.
No, I think I'm going to stick around until halftime. The weather doesn't look like something I want to go driving into, so I'm going to just hang here till halftime.
Well,
plus, you said you're going to buy me a beer.
Or a couple.
Okay.
No, tonight we got great specials. Monday nights, we got $2 domestic drafts, $2 well, $3 crown of downs, and the Texans.
Well, that's
we have a better record than the Cowboys. That's what I'm excited about.
That's true.
I mean, the Cowboys couldn't even get.
But don't do that. Don't be Chip. Don't be that guy who compares the Texans to the Cowboys.
He's being that guy.
That's no
good. Being that guy.
They couldn't even make it in the AFC South.
Does that make you feel better though? I mean,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
100%.
I don't know why. That's crazy.
See, that's like you run into your ex and she weighs like 600 pounds, and so you say, "Oh, well, I'm glad she's fat now." That's what that is. Why do you care about that, man? Jeez, don't worry about the Cowboys.
Well,
don't you have Cowboys fans who come out here and enjoy the games too?
I do.
But that's like seeing your ex with a 600 pound, or your ex is a 600 pound woman, and your new girlfriend's a 500 pound woman. That's what it is, because you're not in much better shape, my man. Like, the Texans, they're pretty trashy, too.
It's a good thing this is radio. no, you know, we have lots of – I mean, 95% of the people that come in here are regulars. You know, we see them 3-4 times a week, and we have a ton of Cowboy fans. And, you know, there are lots of great, interesting side bets that go along with these games, and it's just fun to watch every year. And, you know, you feel a little less bad about what the Texans are doing when the Cowboys are even worse.
Well, what else do you okay, I'm sure you have some other groups here. So, obviously, Texans and then Cowboys are probably your biggest. What's your other big group? Like, you get a lot of Saints fans in here?
Not this year. But normally,
yes. Speaking of 400-pounders and defensive coordinators,
exactly.
Yeah.
We get a lot of Giants fans. I mean, we get people from everywhere. I mean, whether it's college, pro, whatever. You know, I mean, a lot of transplants here, and you know, that's why we got all these TVs, so we can show all those people their teams.
That's
win or lose.
That I always like to tell people about is, no matter where you're sitting in here, you could see almost every television, and it's just a real well designed. I mean. I whoever came up with that, I'm sure it was you. Whoever came up with that, good idea.
It was completely all me.
Of course it was.
And that's my only claim.
Just like you were the best golfer in our group.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're going to go there again. No, but on a serious note, we got a lot of great things going on. It's a holiday season. We do our annual drive for Toys for Tots, which is kicking off. Shannon does a great job with our marketing and social media. So
look at that, Shannon getting a compliment from Chip. That never happens.
You should take a picture.
Mark
oh
that tape.
Goodness.
Mark that tape. We're going to have to play that back
that
as a promo.
It might end in a few seconds. But
threw me off for a minute. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what did he just say?
But people can go to our Facebook or any of our mass social media. I can't even keep up with it. And get the dates for when they can come drop off the Toys for Tots stuff. We also have our annual holiday gift card special where you buy $25 in gift cards, you get $5 for free.
That's pretty good. That's a beer.
It's
except for the beers that
tonight.
Drink,
it's 2.5 beers.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. And so, if somebody wanted to have a holiday party here, they could do that.
Absolutely. You just call, talk to somebody. We'll arrange it. I mean, we're as accommodating as we can be.
Awesome. And very easy to...
Will you wear a Santa costume?
You're going to have to show up to see it, sir.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. We did convince Shannon to wear a red bikini and a Santa hat one time.
Yeah, that was...
It's funny. We just had this conversation.
What, 2 years ago?
Something
like
that.
Back,
yeah. Something like that.
I still have the picture in my phone.
I don't even remember it. Maybe we should do it again.
Maybe.
I would ask you to see your phone, but it's stained for whatever reason. That's really
that's
disturbing.
I don't know. It's a little sticky. It's a little sticky. I don't know what
gross.
The deal is. Yeah. Anyway.
Take that as a compliment.
Yeah, exactly. You're not the only one in there, though, just so you know. Sorry. I know you thought you were special.
If we can get Chip in a bikini and a Santa hat, that would be a game changer, I feel.
That would be bad for business.
Maybe so, but it'd be good for people for holiday spirit.
Yeah. Think of the children,
think
Chip.
Think of the tots, Chip.
Exactly.
Think of the tots.
You're doing nice things for the tots.
That's right.
Actually, I think you'd probably creep out the tots, and we might have to,
I think I'd be on some registry.
I saw you guys have chicken and waffles on your off-menu specials thing, huh?
We do.
Strong?
It's amazing.
Man, I came in today. I'm trying to be right with my body for once. And so I'm, you know, trying to limit how much unhealthy food I put into my body. And the first thing I saw when I sat down was chicken and waffle special. I'm like, ugh. You got to be kidding me, man. It looks really good.
Just give up and eat it.
No, I'll eat it next time I'm here when I'm a little bit less fat than I am right now.
Yeah, when we're not offering it anymore.
No, what, are they not going to make it?
So, look, I hired Jesus, right? My main man in the back of the house, Jesus.
Okay.
And he comes up with some amazing stuff. You know, I mean, he loves what he does, and he puts a lot of effort into these off-menu stuff. And, yeah.
Well,
honestly, I'd never had chicken and waffles until he made it.
What?
Wow.
Never.
Oh,
that's good.
So does he cook fish or does he teach people to fish?
Both.
I'm taking my headset off right now. Sorry. This conversation's over.
I had to get a Jesus joke.
This conversation's
over. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible human being.
Yep.
Anyway, Chip, as always, man, appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you having us out here. Love coming out here. And already looking forward to the next one, man. We got to do this again.
I think we will, probably.
Right. Eventually, yeah.
I was telling Shannon, when we were doing our TV commercials today, we actually cut a little thing that we're going to run online saying, well, hey, come check us out at Tupelo's tonight from 4 to 7. So
it's weird, too. Our ESPN rep got a whole lot better looking.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. I think we're all in agreement on that.
She just did a magic changing act, too. Did you go strip down in your car?
Hey, I've got it this year, because it's been 2 years. It's like out of sight, out of mind. This year, I think Shannon and Kara.
Both red bikini and Santa
yes.
hat?
Yes.
Okay.
I could use some new stuff in my phone. So definitely.
Poor women.
I don't think your screen can take it.
I don't either.
Yeah. That thing.
I don't know. I've seen his phone go through some trauma and come out looking all right. He invests heavily in phone cases.
For a reason.
For a good reason, because...
Well, I think he needs to put a life-proof case on
it. He puts his phone through stuff that, like, a normal phone should never come out of, and his phone's just like, yep, let me just wipe this thing off, dry it off.
Got this.
Yep, works. Boom. Like, dude.
I'm going to need penicillin, but I got this. Yeah, that's pretty much
my phone. I might die, but my phone still works. No matter what bodily fluids he puts on it, it seems to come out looking all the better.
Not always mine.
Chicken and waffles didn't sound too good right now.
Anyway, all right. That's Chip, who runs Tupelo's out here. If you come out here and you're a blitzer, tell him who you are. He'll like you. He'll shake your hand. Or he won't. Yeah. He'll say, oh, that's fine. I hate those guys.
Are we going to talk about Charlie Sheen catching the AIDS?
The AIDS.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm dumb, but, like, I didn't. I shouldn't say it. I'm clearly naive, but I didn't think rich American dudes were still dealing with AIDS. I didn't think that was still an issue. I thought that happened.
See, I was going to say that, and I just thought it would sound terribly insensitive. Well, so I'm glad you said it.
I'd never care about that. Well, let's talk about that in the next segment. We don't have anything other sports going on.
Just your Texans, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll talk about that in the dumbass report, and I'll just get your thoughts on that instead.
Well, we could probably do both. We have a whole segment.
Okay.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Breaking news, People have confirmed through multiple sources that Charlie Sheen is HIV positive. Top Hollywood publicist and crisis manager Howard Bragman says he was told of the diagnosis quite a while ago and that Sheen is currently receiving treatment, though he did not speak with Sheen directly. The 50-year-old actor has long struggled with substance abuse and has admitted to soliciting prostitutes in the past. Sheen and his reps would not comment on the matter, but he is expected to appear on the Today Show tomorrow morning. Stay tuned to People.com for the latest on this developing story.
And we are back on the Blitz. So, yeah, there's your breaking Charlie Sheen news.
Yep. I can't believe that. I guess Charlie Sheen's the guy.
If it was going to happen to any rich white guy, that would be the guy. Because
it's just surprising to me.
Man, let's face it, with all the drugs he's done, and I'm sure there was an incident with a prostitute where maybe he was a little too messed up to actually use the protection that you should use in those situations. So, I can't say I'm that surprised. Well, that's what happens when you do 2.5 men.
Yep. Just do it, man.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Dying for fools.
What was he, banging 7-gram rocks? Was that the...
Was that banging 7-gram rocks.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
epic.
Look what happens. You should have made sure those rocks had protection. That's all.
Just do it, man.
Yeah, well... You know what? The good news is that treatment for that has come a long way in the last few years. So it's, I'm sure it's something that he can get treated for and be fine.
Yep.
All right. So you want to talk a little bit about your Texans?
Yeah, we could talk a little Texans.
All right. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that they're going to, if they're going to win, they're going to have to run the ball well today. And they're going to have to keep Andy Dalton off the field. And I think they're not going to be able to have any turnovers. I mean,
yeah, I think for them to have any chance, they have to be +2, I would say, in turnovers.
Yeah.
And which is not something they've been this year. And that's been a big problem. And I think if they need to get one that flips the field and gets some points, and maybe one that keeps the Bengals from scoring. And I think if they do that, they'll be in the game. But, I mean, they're playing against a team that's better than them. I'm hoping the bye week is giving them a chance to make some adjustments on defense. I do like them to cover the spread.
Yeah.
Don't love it because they're still in the back of my mind the potential that this team could come out and do what it did when it played the Falcons and when it played the Dolphins and just not show up at all. And I hope that's not the case. I mean, that would be – I really don't want to watch another game that's over midway through the second quarter. But – hopefully that won't be the case.
If they, I won't even say hopefully. I mean, I've gotten to where I'm not like upset if the Texans
I'm not upset.
Play, like,
I just
want to
see a good game, man.
It's kind of what I want too.
Because otherwise, we got to talk all week about who gets fired and.
But it's an 11-point spread, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you really expect?
Well, I would like them to do like they did against. Okay, this is how low my expectations are for the Texans these days. I just want them to do what they did against the Panthers, be within a touchdown at the end and have a chance to tie.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good game. That'd be a good effort, wouldn't it? And we'd also, well, because then they'd cover the spread. But, no, I really am. I'd like to see them pull off an upset, but they're going to have to play. What have we said all year that this team had to be? An elite defense that controls the clock offensively and protects the ball because they're not going to be able to get up and down the field with people. We need to see them play like an elite defense. And they did against the Titans. That's really the first time they've done it all year, where they're out there forcing turnovers and getting sacks and getting pressure. And that's kind of where they need to be. And if they can do that, I think they can stay in the game. If they can't, if they come out there and they're clueless and they're running around chasing guys like they have in some of these other games, it's going to be an ass-whipping.
Yep.
And I don't want to see that. As a Houston guy, I do not want to see that. Matthew says, the Texans are looking at tonight as the start of a new season. Ugh. How many times do I need to hear that? Yeah, I think the whole every week is a season thing, and oh, it's a new season, it's a second half. But that is coach speak at its worst. And, oh, we're looking forward, not back. Okay. Good luck with that. I do think... We are seeing around the league, though, a lot of these really good teams are having letdown games. And I think there's a real possibility that happens with the Bengals tonight.
Right. But the question is it enough of a letdown that it'll matter? I mean, the Patriots had a letdown game.
They did.
And they still won.
Yeah. And I think... Well,
because they're just significantly better than the Giants.
Yeah.
The Bengals could have a letdown game and still win by a touchdown, you know? I mean, that's how much better the Bengals are than the Texans.
As long as they don't win by 11.
Right. If they win by 11, then that's yeah,
that's bad.
That's more than a letdown.
Yeah. But I think there's a chance they have a little bit of a letdown game, and the Texans can play their best game. Then I think it'll be competitive, and then you just hope you get lucky, and you get the things we talked about, which the turnovers that could flip the field and get you some points. And yeah, they've got to find a way to control a tight end.
Yeah.
That's been a big issue for them all year. I don't know who's going to guard Tyler Eifert, but they need to find a way to keep him under control and keep AJ Green under control. And
I actually have a fantasy league where I need the Bengals kicker Mike Nugent to outscore AJ Green. What are the odds, Fred?
Ooh,
not good.
I'll give you a 17.9% chance.
That's not great.
It does look like the Saints have finally fired Rob Ryan.
Officially?
Yeah, it looks like it.
That sucks when you think you get fired at the beginning of the day.
Then you think you've survived,
Then they're like, no, you didn't get fired, man. And then you walk around all day with your chest puffed out, and you're like, yeah.
Well, his gut puffed out.
I'm still doing this crappy job, and no one's firing me. And then at the end of the day, they're like, oh, no, just kidding. You're actually fired. And you're like,
see ya.
Damn it.
Thanks for playing.
I could have packed up my desk earlier today, and you let me believe that I was still not going to be fired. You know, that dude's got so many snacks. He's got to get out of that facility, and it's going to take him a while.
He's going to need a Nabisco truck.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
unfortunately for Rob Ryan, wherever he goes next, the food is probably not going to be as good as it is in New Orleans.
No, God, no.
That's going to be a downgrade.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap this puppy up. But tell the people about Gary Trichter.
Attorney Gary Trichter, guys, if you find yourself pulled over, accused of DUI, remember, you're perfectly within your rights to go out and have a beer at night and then drive home. I'm not saying you should drive drunk. You never should. But you're within your rights to go have a beer or two at the bar. Remember those tests that they give you? They're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Police breath test machines aren't even warranted fit for testing on humans. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Failing the breath test isn't the end of the world because juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. They're using a process called gas chromatography. It's not medical blood testing. They're not even testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above it. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. And the police test can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances. They can be easily contaminated. If you find yourself accused of DUI, you need to call Attorney Gary Trichter. He's a DWI specialist here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. So if you failed one of those tests, DUI, DUI, DWI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We are back on the Blitz. Hey, I want to tell you to catch up on our show, stay up to date on station events, news stories, contests, and more. Log on to ESPN975.com. Also coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the basketball show with Amal Shaw and Calvin Watkins. So you got that happening.
That's right.
Enjoy it. All right. Before we get to the dumbass report, I wanted to get to something that a lot of people are talking about. It was the tiger blood that did him in.
That could have been it. Don't share needles with tigers,
or
right?
Or don't bang a tiger.
I think that's
a lesson for all of us. And we should all step back a little bit and realize you don't want tiger blood. And earlier, Texter was sitting there talking about how we were saying, well, teams get rid of free agents and it's smart, but Dallas, let's go with Murray and you guys are killing him. You obviously didn't listen to the show. We both said the same thing.
I said definitely send that dude packing.
Yeah, so you're just wrong, Chief. Sorry. All right, let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start with pancake violence. Pancake rage. How about that?
Okay.
A Chicago woman, Natasha West, 27 years old, is facing assault and property damage charges after becoming unhinged when a Denny's waitress explained she was not allowed to share her $4 all-you-can-eat pancake special with her friends. West was dining Friday at a Denny's in Oaklawn, a Chicago suburb, when the server explained her unlimited pancake deal was good for just one diner.
That seems fair.
That did not sit well with the patron, Mrs. West, or Miss West, who was apparently under the impression that her $4 bought everyone at the table an unending pancake dinner. According to police, West cursed at the waitress and threw several punches. West and her party then left Denny's without paying their tab, but not before repeatedly kicking a door on the way out. She was subsequently collared after Denny's workers gave the police a description of the car in which she and her friends left. West was charged with assault and damage to property. One of her friends, Jerome Ivory, was busted for providing false identification to police.
Did she crepe up on them?
Wow. No. All right. You ever have much face-to-face interaction with your ex-wives?
the mother of my children I see occasionally, but...
What about the others?
No, none whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Haven't spoken to either in years.
Okay, Wendy Looper is 45 years old. She was arrested on Saturday following a fairly bizarre series of events. It began with a trip to a storage unit with her ex-husband. According to cops, she went there with Michael Vaccaro. They were married for 12 years. They were driving to the storage unit to retrieve some of his belongings. While parked in the rear of the facility, Looper got undressed and asked Vaccaro if he wanted to have sexual intercourse.
Seems normal.
Okay. Vaccaro agreed and told her to lay down. But Looper, according to court filings, did not want to have intercourse in that position. And she said no. It's unclear where they were planning to make this happen or the position that was rejected. During a subsequent argument, Looper allegedly struck Vaccaro in the head with an object, a thrown object. As Vaccaro sought to remove some of his belongings from the car's rear seat, she accelerated the auto with Vaccaro still halfway inside the vehicle. As Vaccaro pulled out of the vehicle, Looper drove over his right foot. When cops arrived at the scene, Vaccaro was bleeding from the head wound and his right foot appeared to be swelling. After being contacted by police, Looper returned to the vicinity of the storage facility. She was unable to explain his injuries, noted the police, who added that she stated Vaccaro wanted to have sex with her. She works as a housekeeper and was arrested for domestic battery, booked into jail on a misdemeanor charge and released from custody yesterday after $750 bond. She was busted in August for domestic battery after she allegedly punched Vaccaro in the face, neck, and arm after he ignored her request to do laundry. Prosecutors subsequently declined to pursue the misdemeanor charge against Looper. So, not a great marriage, I don't think, going there.
If there's a lot of physical violence, that's one that you probably want to eject from.
And then finally, listen, if someone calls, you work at a motel, someone calls you and says there's a possible explosion. I work with the gas company. There's an explosion risk. You need to break out all the windows in the motel. You might want to double check if you're a motel employee before you go around breaking all the windows. That's what happened at a Budget Inn. They were convinced to break out windows after receiving a call. Firefighters investigated, said there was no gas leak, fire, or any injuries. A sergeant said employees broke out two ground floor windows. Sheriff's Department is investigating the incident and has no suspects.
Wow. You break it, you buy it. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Hope you guys enjoy the game tonight. No matter where you are, hopefully you're here. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Till then, stay sportsy.